Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
What is this for? I've got a withdrawal from my checking account that I don't even know what this is for.
Yes, ma'am. We're a third-party call center. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
I want this refunded and canceled because I have no idea what this is for.
Can you provide me with your zip code?
98649. I have no idea how they got my card number, but I didn't, I don't know what this is for.
And can I get your name, please?
Iva, I-V-A, Silva, S-I-L-V-A.
Silva. Okay.
The amount is $59.89.
Got it. All right, verify the shipping address for me.
202 Kid Valley Road, Tootle, Washington, T-O-U-T-L-E.
Thank you. How do you see here where you have...
9849.
Okay, how do you see here you have an account? You have a contest entry. Do you remember entering for a chance to win the iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I'm going to call a credit union and block that.
Gotcha. All right, so you're saying you didn't order this and you don't know what this is for, correct?
I have no idea.
Okay. Do you think anybody in your household maybe did this, ma'am?
No, there's only me and my husband, and he doesn't use the debit card. I'll probably be issued another one. They'll cancel this one.
Okay, so what am I going to do for you? I'm going to cancel out the account for you, and
okay.
I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department.
Okay.
Or they can help you out better with this.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Just provide me a few seconds while I notate the account, please.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Just bear with me here, still noting the account. All right, I'm about to get you transferred over now.
Okay.
You should be on hold for a few seconds.
Sure.
After that hold, you'll be directed with a fraud specialist. And I do thank you for calling customer support.
Sure.
You have a wonderful day.